It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Hearts of men. The Shadow knows.
Once again, the Mutual Network brings you the thrilling adventures of the Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay. Is there anybody in your house who doesn't know about United States savings bonds? Perhaps it's just that they don't recognize the new peacetime name their war bonds have acquired. Just remember that in peace as in war, your e-bonds are the safest investment in the world, with the highest rate of return for you. So plan to continue your payroll savings plan with regular amounts put into savings bonds each payday. $3 in bonds today will grow into $4 10 years from now, ready to help make all your dreams come true. Now, the Shadow.
The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret, the hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, The Ghost Wore a Silver Slipper.
Oh, my goodness.
Sleepy, darling?
Mm-hmm.
Say, it was too bad Johnny Cole was ill, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm. The Tuttles are wonderful people, too.
I think so, too, darling, but that ping-pong business sure wears me out.
Oh, me, too. I'll be stiff for a week.
Oh, don't mention that word. It's not here.
What word?
Stiff.
Why?
At the cemetery we're passing.
Oh,
well.
Oh, the Brentwood. That's a pretty name.
Brentwood? Brentwood Cemetery, isn't it?
That's what the sign says. Why?
Oh, nothing, I guess. It just sounds awful familiar somehow.
Margot, cemetery is a nice place to be unfamiliar with.
Yes, yes. Lamont, watch out!
I see her. I thought that woman almost walked into us.
That was close. Darling.
Hmm?
Something's wrong with that girl. She didn't even look up.
Well.
And look. No hat or coat. Nothing but a fluffy white evening dress.
Looks like she's trying to walk someplace. Ask her if she'd like a lift, Margot.
Yeah, right. Miss? Miss, can we give you a lift?
She doesn't answer.
No. Can't we take you somewhere?
We're headed for town.
Take me home.
Why, surely. Of course we will. I'll get out and help her, Lamont.
Okay.
Here you are. Now, you just get right in back. There. Now, where can we take you?
My father.
All right, but where is he?
Burnham Curiosity Shop, 1432 Second Street.
Are you feeling ill, Miss Barnum?
No.
Well, is there anything else we can do for you?
No.
Well, you just pull that robe over you and we'll get you to your father in a jiffy. You better get started.
Yes, dear.
You know, there's something strange about that girl.
You're telling me.
Yes, and something familiar, too. I've seen her somewhere.
Oh, darling. First the cemetery, now the girl. Really, Margot, this is your night. Margot.
Hey, wake up.
Oh. Oh, golly, I'm sorry. Oh, I'll make a fine driving companion, don't I?
Have good rest?
Yeah, but I'm as bad as the guy in the back seat.
Well, I guess we're there, dear. Miss Barnum, your father's shop should be along here somewhere, shouldn't it?
I guess he fell asleep, too. Miss... Come on, she's gone.
What? Where's she... Where'd she go?
Oh, I don't know.
Margot, this... How could she have gotten out? I didn't even stop for a light all the way in.
Lamont, we didn't dream this, did we?
Darling, only you were asleep. Soon find out.
Where are you going?
She said her father's shop was at 1432 2nd Street. That should be right down the block.
Oh. Well, there it is, right there.
Yes, 1432.
M.W. Barnum. Curiosity. Come on, wait. I remember now.
Remember what?
I remember now where I saw that girl before. And the Brentwood Cemetery, too. Her picture was in today's paper. She died from an overdose of sleeping pills.
She what?
No, no, it's true. I read it in the paper. Madeline Barnum, daughter of a curiosity dealer, died from an overdose of sleeping pills.
Now, wait a minute.
And she was buried this morning in the Brentwood Cemetery.
Margaret, you mean our passenger was a corpse? A ghost?
Well, I know it.
Oh, really, oh. Darling. Come on, let's see if anyone's in the shop.
Well, how do you explain it, then?
Well, I don't yet, but I certainly don't underwrite your ghost theory either. There's a light on in there in the back.
Hmm. Maybe it's just a nightlight.
No, I see someone coming.
Yeah.
Mr. Barnum?
Yes, that's right. Who are you? I don't think I know you.
You don't, Mr. Barnum, but we may have something to tell you that will interest you. May we come in?
Oh, yes, of course. Come in.
Mr. Barnum, this is Miss Lane, and I'm Lamont Cranston.
How do you do?
How do you do?
We come with a rather strange story. Tonight we were driving past the Brentwood Cemetery.
Brentwood?
Yes. We almost ran over a girl, a beautiful young girl, dressed all in white. We stopped, and she asked us to take her to her father.
You mean...
Yes, Mr. Barnum. She gave your name and this address.
Get out.
Wait, Mr. Barnum.
Get out.
But Mr. Barnum...
Do you hear me? Get out, get out. I don't know what you're trying to do. But it's the dirtiest thing I've ever heard of.
It's your daughter.
Yes, my daughter. My daughter. She's been dead since yesterday morning. I thought even thieves had some heart. Do you have to come in here on the very day she's buried? Oh, Madeline. Madeline.
Bonnie, you don't understand.
Please leave me.
Come on, darling. Well.
Darling, would you like to see that newspaper?
Well, yes, but I don't know what good it'll do. Their story ends with a girl being buried.
I think it was toward the back of the paper. The little column.
Here it is, Margot.
See, I told you I'd read it.
Madeline Barnum, daughter of M.W. Barnum, curiosity dealer, was interred today in the family mausoleum at Brentwood Cemetery. The doctor, Robert Steele, said the death was undoubtedly accidental. He'd been prescribing for her, and evidently she'd taken too many pills from the wrong bottle. Accidental. I wonder.
And why, that isn't the point. The point is she is dead. And that she was dead long before tonight.
And so it seems. Well, Margie, you better find yourself something to do tomorrow. It looks like the Shadow is going to have a busy day.
Doing what?
Well, first, I'd like to see that death certificate on file. The next step is a friendly chat with Dr. Robert Steele.
Oh. Good afternoon, Mr. Warren. afternoon. How is the Honorable Mr. Barnum today?
As well as a grieving father can be.
My deepest sympathies.
Thank you.
It is unfortunate that you cannot encompass the attitude of my people toward death, Mr. Barnum. With us, death is the cause for happiness. The release of the tortured soul to a world where our honored ones wait more than compensates for the momentary earthly grief.
But I miss her so. Poor madam.
Yes, yes, of course, of course. But Mr. Barnum, have you secured for me more of those beautiful antique clocks?
Yes. Just this afternoon, 5 of them.
Oh, excellent. And now, Mr. Barnum, here are the 3 clocks you sold me yesterday. And here are the names of the 3 customers who will buy them.
Mr. Warren, what's in these clocks after you bring them back?
Hmm?
Something that's so interesting to their eventual customers.
Curiosity, Mr. Barnum, is a scorpion. Left alone, it is not harmful. Touched, it will turn with death-giving tail. We agreed that for certain sums, you would not display curiosity.
These clocks contain something. I wonder what. Well, in the base, we find packets of white powder.
Narcotics.
Narcotics in the base. My daughter knew that, too. Didn't she, Mr. Warren? And you knew she knew, didn't you? Didn't you?
Yes.
And that's why you murdered her.
She was going to the police. Are you going to the police, Mr. Barnum?
No, Mr. Warren. I begin to see your point of view about death. Going to the police will not bring Madeline to life again. Yes, death should be a happy occasion. So from now on, Mr. Warren, I shall be happy managing your business.
Oh.
From now on, I select the customers for the clocks and receive the purchase price.
I see. You have, of course, made arrangements to prevent an accident to yourself.
I have.
Tell me, where did you acquire your recent wisdom?
The doctor you brought to this house, Mr. Wan.
I see.
Doctor. Dr. Steele.
I'm dying.
Who stabbed you, Doctor? What happened?
Dying. Can't see you.
No man can see me, Doctor. I am the Shadow.
Shadow?
Yes. Tell me, who did this to you?
I don't know. Dying.
Doctor, do you remember Madeline Barnum? You signed her death certificate.
Yes.
Are you sure she was dead?
Yes. Sleeping pill.
Are you sure? Did you actually see her die?
Yes. Wait. Truth could have been alive.
Could have been alive? Then you didn't actually see her die?
No.
Doctor! Between his ribs, an oriental dagger.
So, if the mausoleum is empty, then that ends the ghost theory, huh?
That's right, darling. Dr. Steele actually didn't see that girl die. Her empty grave will prove that she's as alive as you or I.
I'm glad you're so sure.
Well, the cemetery gates aren't kept locked.
I'd like it better if they were.
Come on over this way.
I'm coming.
Now, this mausoleum door... it isn't.
Isn't it?
There's the casket. Now, watch this, Margot. Here's where your ghost theory falls flat on its spooky face. Casket rests on a platform right out in the open, and it isn't even locked.
I don't care what you say. That girl looked like a ghost.
She did. Well, if you'll hold the flashlight. Thank you. Now, I'll show you an empty coffin.
She's there. She's dead.
Yes, Margot. She's been dead for quite some time.
Never want for anything. Sometimes that looks like a pretty big order. But there's one way that you can be sure of financial protection for your wife and youngsters. Let Uncle Sam help you. Put part of your weekly paycheck into United States savings bonds the easy way. Continue your payroll savings plan. You didn't miss those small regular amounts deducted each payday for war bonds, so keep up the habit with savings bonds. They're the same time-tested investment with a new name. They'll still pay off $4 for every three in 10 short years. That's Uncle Sam's way of saying thanks for your lending him the use of your money. And when the 10 years are up, you'll begin to receive a steady income as your bonds mature. Or you may set aside a definite time each month to purchase savings stamps or bonds. They're available at your store, bank, or post office. Hold each bond till it comes due. You won't lose a cent if you need to redeem them for an emergency. But you will gain in dollars if you let them reach maturity. Now back to the shadow.
We return to our story a few minutes after Cranston's terrifying discovery. The girl who had to be alive has been found dead in her coffin. Cranston has helped the trembling Margot into the car, and they're heading back toward home.
You realize this car has a distinction?
How, dear?
Not 3 feet from us, in the back seat, has ridden a ghost. Right back there, not 3 feet in back.
Margaret, stop it, stop it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I am being silly, but what can you think? She dies. We meet her on the road, so that means she's alive. Only she's dead.
I know. Where's the other dead person fit into it? The doctor, he must be connected somehow.
Well, I don't know.
Margo, I have a feeling there's someone in this puzzle we haven't met yet.
Another body?
Well, I don't know. There's one thing I do know.
What?
Got to start looking where this whole business began.
You don't mean something.
No, Margo. I mean Barnum's Curiosity Shop, where the ghost wanted to be taken in the first place. He doesn't live at the shop, Margo. I just been checking today. I guess he just happened to be working late the night we drove the ghost. I sprung the lock. It'd be easier to jimmy the front door, but it's probably wired with a burglar alarm. Let me help you in. Good. Now, let's take a look.
Where are we? Seems to be in the back room.
Yes, we are.
This seems to be a combined storeroom and a place for Mr. Barnum to rest.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a must like key, look.
It's a genuine Oriental tea set. Used recently, too, hasn't it?
Yeah. Come on. Where did all this old stuff come from? Carved coconut shells? Porcelain? Old stuff. Look at that horrible little dagger on the wall. Why is it mounted diagonally like that?
Margo, look.
What?
Look here.
A silver slipper. A woman's silver slipper.
Madeline Barnum's slipper. She had it on when we picked her up on the road. Its maid is probably still on her foot.
In her grave.
Don't move.
Oh, what?
Don't move.
Oh.
What are you doing here?
Why, we're friends of Madeline Barnum. This is Miss Lane. I'm Lamont Cranston.
Oh, so. Excuse me, I thought you were burglars.
And what are you doing here?
I am the one. Also a friend of Miss Barnum and Mr. Barnum.
Oh?
In fact, I am Mr. Barnum's best customer. Mr. Barnum gave me key tonight to pick up my tea set. But why are you here?
We think Miss Barnum was murdered.
Murdered?
Yes, Mr. Warren. If you'll forgive us, we have to be leaving.
You go look for clue to murderer.
Yes.
Where?
Madeline Barnum's grave.
Oh, so. Mr. Cranston, may this small person go with you. I, too, would like to find Miss Barnum's murderer.
I wish you would, Mr. Wan. I think you might be very useful.
Cranston, it is so dark out here. So mysterious.
Cemeteries usually are, Mr. Wong.
Where does the lovely Miss Lane get her courage to visit such dismal places?
I sometimes wonder.
Well, this is it. After you, Mr. Wong.
Oh, thank you. Are you going to open the coffin, Mr. Cranston?
Yes. Do you hold the flashlight, please?
Certainly. Oh, it did look heavy.
Not too heavy. Margot, I thought so. Everything is clear.
Come on,
now.
Come on.
Expect that one. Do not wait for my hand, so. But it will do you no good.
I hear you moving over there. Are you sure got him?
Come on, are you all right?
No, Miss Lane. It's a key from inside of door lock. Move out.
Come on.
Close door. Lock it from outside. Oh, Miss Lane, do not run away. Now I have to take you. Because you, I do not choose.
Why don't you tell me, children, Dallo?
Not yet. We wait for Mr. Barnum. I have telephoned him to come to his store.
Why? Are you going to kill him, too?
Yes. Come in, Mr. Bonham. Then say move fast. We wait for you.
Lane, what are you doing here?
I explained that too. You see, Mr. Bonham, the time has come for Lee Wan to move his business to other vicinities.
Your business?
My business. I'm afraid our partnership has to be dissolved. Too many people are aware of circumstances causing partnership. One person, Lamont Cranston, already dead.
And he's going to kill us, Mr. Barnum.
Do you remember my protection in case of my death, Wan?
Reason why I move business to other cities. Mr. Barnum, many things here burn easily, no?
You're going to set fire to the place?
Yes, Mr. Barnum. So... who hit my hand? My gun!
Who laughed? Who's in here?
The shadow, Mr. Barnum.
Oh. I can't see you.
No. You cannot see him, Mr. Bonham. But he is here. We know of you in my country, Shadow. The avenger of crime.
Yes, Lee Wan. The avenger of crime.
So, I am ready. It is useless to fight the Shadow. I am guilty. Guilty of selling narcotics and of murder.
Lee Wan, you are guilty only of attempted murder. The murderer stands there.
What? Me? Guilty of murder?
Yes, Mr. Bonham. Guilty of the murder of your daughter, Madeline, and the doctor, Robert Steele.
You're crazy. I'm getting...
Stand still. One move and an invisible man will see justice done now.
Justice comes on wheels of speed.
Yes, Lee Wan. Justice for one of the foulest crimes man can commit. Murder of a daughter out of pure greed.
I didn't. Lee Wan killed her with sleeping pills.
No, Barnum. She was still alive when buried. But she revived and came back to warn you about Lee Wan's narcotic smuggling. Not knowing you were a part of it. Never dreaming she would meet death by the hand of her own father.
To kill one's own child is spiritual suicide. Shame.
Open up! Open up!
Come in, Commissioner. I've kept these men waiting for you.
Grab them, man.
Okay.
So you're still here, Shadow. You usually don't wait around after you call me.
This case will need explaining, Weston. Sit down. First one thing. When we're through, go out to Brentwood Cemetery and release Lamont Cranston from Madeline Barnum's mausoleum. And tell him to keep his amateur nose out of things that don't concern him.
Now, just be patient, Miss Lane. I'll have this door open and do shut. Well, I'll be...
Well, what's the matter, Commissioner?
Door isn't locked. Key was just stuck in the outside. I've been turning the key and locking the door.
Oh, come
in. All right, Cranston, you can come out now.
Thank
goodness you got here. I couldn't get out.
Did you try pushing hard on the door?
Why, no. Oh, don't tell
yes,
me.
Yes, it was open all the time. Now, wait right here. Don't move, and I'll be right back. I want to tell Cardona to get the photographic squad up here.
Oh, we won't budge an inch, Commissioner.
Quick, come on. While Glenn is gone. The shadow explains things pretty well, but there are still a couple of points I don't understand.
Question away, darling.
Well, Madeline Barnum was buried without embalming because of her faith. And that's how it was possible she was put in the mausoleum still alive.
That's right, darling. She regained consciousness just a few minutes before we met her the other night. She was still groggy from the effect of the drug. Didn't hurt her ghost appearance a bit.
Well, and then she jumped out of your car.
It must have been the minute I slowed down and turned to wake you up.
Then she hid somewhere and later made her way to her father's house?
Yes.
But tell me, why didn't the doctor discover that she was still alive?
Because he wasn't really a doctor at all. He was a member of Juan's group using forged credentials.
Yes, but what made you suspect Juan?
That dagger on the wall in his back room. Remember you said it was hung diagonally?
No.
Well, there must have been another dagger on the wall originally, making a pair of them crossed. That was the dagger which stabbed the doctor and also killed Madeline.
Oh, so that's what you noticed when you opened the coffin the second time.
Yes, darling. When Madeline told her father what she knew, he saw a golden opportunity to become rich by blackmailing Juan. So then he killed Madeline and then killed the doctor to keep him from talking. Ironic, isn't it? Madeline killed by the very person she tried to protect.
Well, what happened in the mausoleum? You know, for a minute I thought Juan had killed you.
So did Juan. Didn't realize he was shooting at the shadow, and the shadow is a hard fellow to hit. Actually, darling, I was with you and Juan all the way back to Barnum's shop in the back seat.
Oh, I'm out watching. What's he coming back?
Oh, hi, Commissioner. Everything straightened out?
Yes, everything's okay. Only, Cranston, there's one thing I want to tell you.
Yes, Commissioner.
From now on, you keep that amateur nose of yours out of things that doesn't concern you.
Commissioner, you're so right.
Have you figured recently just how much you saved in war bonds through your payroll savings during the past year? Add them up. It makes an impressive total, doesn't it? Chances are you didn't even miss those small regular deductions each payday. Well, here's a suggestion. Your payroll savings plan is a mighty good habit to continue now that war bonds have converted to their peacetime role of United States savings bonds. With a backlog of war bonds, you've already a head start on your plans for the future. But now's the time to make sure those plans come true by building up that backlog with United States savings bonds. These bonds are still the best investment in the world, with a payoff at maturity of $4 for every $3 invested. Your war bonds have done their job for Uncle Sam, but they're still working for you. Hold on to them. Your bonds will never be worth less than you paid for them.
This story is copyrighted by Street & Smith Publications, Incorporated. The characters, names, places, and plot are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Again next week, The Shadow will demonstrate that
weed of crime bears it does not pay. The shadow knows.
Next week, same time, same station, the Mutual Network will bring you another strange and thrilling adventure in The Shadow's daring battle against the forces of evil. Be sure to listen. And friends, remember, hold your United States war bonds to maturity. Invest your peacetime dollars in United States savings bonds regularly through the payroll savings plan or from your nearest store, bank, or post office. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.